But I was not, you know, that people didn't talk about family and who they were kin to much, unless it was very close, unless it was first cousins, you know. Just didn't. And I didn't have very many first cousins. My father had two sisters, and they were both childless. My mother had three brothers. One of them had two children. The other one had six. One of them has since, he died about 20 years ago, so I don't have but seven first cousins. And that's usually not the case from families of my era. They had lots of first cousins.
Right on.
Lots of children, everybody.
Yeah.
Had lots of children. Were there families here that did have lots of children, that they would have like 9, 10 kids that you remember growing up?
No, I don't remember anybody I went to school with. It seemed like in my mother and dad's generation that 3 and 4 was about the limit.
So it was a couple of generations before that where they
At least one generation before they had a big family.
That's really interesting. Wow. I never thought about that.
But now you think about it now, and so many people don't even have children at all,
right.
So it just keeps getting...
Right. Yeah. Smaller and smaller. Right. And they're having them later too, like my children did, you know.
Right. Changes that you don't even realize, you don't think about happening until you sort of...
Yeah, you look back and so there it is.
I know. Yes, the other day we talked to somebody and they said they were 1 in 9 children. And I was thinking, oh my Lord, what did that have to be? And somebody said that they had somebody had had 19 children. And I was thinking, there would be some out of the house before some were even born. I can't even get my head around that.
Were there different schools for different areas when you were growing up? Like, did the African Americans have their own school? And then were there even different schools for the white people too, or was there just like one central?
Well, integration didn't take place until...
Oh, that's right, that was the 60s.
The law was passed in 54, and
I think
it came into being in the 60s from being mandated, and... I don't know where our black community school was. I don't know. Later on, they had a school in Alpharetta, and they were all bused to Alpharetta.
Was there just one school back then, or was there
just
more?
One school for here and one school for Alpharetta?
Wow.
Yeah. I graduated from high school in 57, and it was 380 kids in the whole school, 8th grade through 12.
So, wow. Now that is such a change, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Big time. And I don't think for the better. I think when you go off to college, it's all right to be a number, but when you become a number when you leave 4th or 5th grade and go to middle school, it's... I don't think you get everything you need from school. You might know how to do everything they're trying to teach you, but you don't have the social benefits of being in a smaller group.
Yeah.
But who am I to say?
So how many people were in your graduating class?
62.
Gosh, that's how many there were. Let's see, how many were there in my class? There was right at 60 in my class, and I'm from like the rural Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
So, gosh, it was really a lot more rural here, wasn't it?
Sure, sure.
Like
and
country.
It wasn't far. We had a fairly small area. Alpharetta had a much larger area from a standpoint of smaller communities. There was a community of Birmingham, Hopewell, OC,